With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh,
what's up, y'all? Kofi Kingston here, and I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks, depending on what that drink is. Preferably non-alcoholic, you know?
How's it going? I'm the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus.
Wardlow here.
Soda.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Maple syrup.
Bella.
I would never have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Welcome to the dive bar of the IWC. Welcome to Wrestling on the Rocks, episode 1. Again, is it on my birthday? Thanks, Marv. That went smooth as ever.
Jesus.
The audio listeners will never know.
They don't know, dude. They don't get it. It's Marv's birthday. You know, you gotta let him have it on his birthday of all days. You know, let him have his birthday.
When I was in high school, there's a kid that, for some reason, like, it became a joke to tell the school announcers, like, hey, it's Kathy's birthday.
Yeah.
And they never paid fucking enough attention to care. So you'd have, I think, like, it was like 30 times throughout the year, like multiple times a week, would be like, oh, it's Kathy Kim. Which probably shouldn't say her name. and like, or... Yeah, any substitute teacher. Oh, yeah, it's Kathy's birthday.
Wow. That's pretty good. Quick cheers and thank you to First Fans First Sports Network. Bringing you a lovely episode 1. Take a drink.
Cheers.
Let's get into a few things real quick right away. Man, I haven't even had a drink today. I just took one
sip.
That's
the problem.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you my glass. I got Busker Irish whiskey again. I like having a little bit of whiskey straight on the rocks, literally with a rock in it. Finally got some whiskey stones. It's got very spherical ball-like stones, so I got my cold balls in my drink again.
Do they shrivel up?
I mean, as it gets colder or warmer?
As it gets colder.
No, they stay steady. These ones are good.
Just well, drop them into... I got... Henninger. It's a German lager.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Big fan of German lagers myself. Also, before we get over to Bishop, what are you smoking today? You just got a little stick over there?
Yeah, I got a Fuente.
Fuente what?
Just Arturo Fuente Special.
Especial?
Yeah, it's paid literally $2 for it.
Yeah, dude, they don't fuck around, man. Even their cheap ones and stuff are so good and solid.
Yeah.
I get people who swear by it. I used to have people come in sometimes and say stuff like, I only smoke Fuente, nothing else. And it wasn't even worth like arguing with them about it because you're like, I get it. Like,
that's
there's probably fair. Something else I could find you you'll like, but fuck, man. I mean, you got the whole spectrum there too. Fuentes from their top tier to their bottom tier. Their levels, but there's like this baseline that they just won't fuck with. So,
oh, yeah, they won't mess around.
A lot of other ones, brands I wouldn't talk so highly of. But Bishop, what do you got over there? What's in your glass?
Just a bottle of Zero Sugar Canada Dry Ginger Ale. It's not too sweet.
Well, it's zero sugar.
Well, it's not in the NWO.
That's also their slogan. Jeez, just can't win over here. It's not in the NWO. It's pretty good.
Is it? Do they have that written on the fucking bottle?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Remember that commercial though?
No.
Canada Dry ginger ale. It's not too sweet. You remember that?
I mean, my whole life, I was too sweet for life. You know, so like, I can't imagine getting a drink that says they're not too sweet. I'd be like, oh shit, man, I only fuck with the too sweet.
Fair enough. Like, fair enough.
I wish I could, but I can't.
At TW Takes Podcast on Twitter, twtakespodcast.com. Just in case they didn't know. No, but it's still there. Yeah, archives, bro.
Yo, archives, dude, you know something? I don't understand.
You don't go to the library for new releases.
I went to our website the other day to see what was up, and I was like, man, how far back are these videos right now? It said the videos were removed.
What?
I was like, they're still there, dude. They're on YouTube. Like, I have no idea what videos were there that they just expired or some shit. I don't know. So I'm either going to take those down or get back to it or something. I haven't figured out what we're doing yet. But you can go to WrestlingOnTheRocks.com/shop and get some fucking new tees, new designs. We got the new Thursday Night Chaser crew on a t-shirt. We got a new sponsored, not sponsored, with our logo on it because Amanda demanded it.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think I got it. Wait.
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, because her name's Amanda. Got it.
Yeah. And then the new logo, the new crisp logo is up there too. Did I tell you guys when I designed this logo and got it all crisp and finally like did stuff the right way instead of just hand drawing it? Found out that the other one I had was crooked.
All right.
The whole time.
Nice.
Like, god damn it. But
that's just artistic flair.
That's what I said, man. It's got some fucking spunk on it. You know?
Okay, maybe not like that.
No?
Spunk to it.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't want to get spunk on it.
Yeah, it's got some cum to it.
Well, guys, let's talk a little bit about in the news. There was only a couple things that, we talked about it beforehand. Here's the deal. I stay the fuck off of social medias most of the time. I scroll through Instagram because I like pictures. I scroll through Threads and realize there's not a lot going on here. I wish there was. And then I'll log into X for like a minute and go, this is awful. And then I won't go back on for like 4 or 5 days. You know what I mean? Like, I barely can go on this stuff. I still get notifications about things. So sometimes I'll check what I'm being notified about. But outside of that, I'm not looking at it. So I don't know a lot of the news that goes on anymore. I don't check it out because it also has never impacted my ability to enjoy what I'm watching. Right? Like, the less I'm reading that stuff, the less I care about what's happening that's not on TV, the more I'm enjoying what is on TV, right? And sometimes you'll go there to see what's going on about certain things, XYZ, why is this person missing? Oh, an injury happened. Oh, no. Boom, boom, boom. Which, by the way, I mean, I hope Cora Jade gets better. I mean, she barely got back. She hurt herself at a live show. She's going to be out for like 6 to 9 months. That's fucked up. Jesus fuck. I know. She was gone for like that long before. And I don't even think it was an injury thing. I think it was a story thing. And I think that it was her taking care of herself and she wanted to, you know, go through her own personal surgeries and stuff.
Oh, the breast implants?
Yeah. Whatever she wants to do, that's all there. But it wasn't to injury that was unavoidable. And then so this happened right after she gets back and she's like, obviously she was going to be in the title scene and just a bummer. So I hope she gets better. So we don't typically know much news that's going on. But one of the things we did see that was going on was that bullshit going on with Kayla Braxton. I saw the video come through. And I know that like she had her reasons on why she shared the guy's thing. But the guy said a bunch of stupid shit. And I don't like when people get their notoriety. They get their... The problem with highlighting that is that guy just got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Because before that, I never heard of him. I had no idea who he was. Now I know to find him to block him so I can continue to never hear or know him. So there is that side of it. But not everybody is a reasonable person who's going to say, oh, this is somebody who needs to be gone. There are going to be idiots who see this and go, well, he tells it like it is. Oh, well, at least he's being honest. Like all those dumb excuses people give to people being assholes who want to be assholes, right? So in one sense, it's all like, well, shit, I wish he hadn't have done that because now he's going to say he won. He got what he wanted. This is amazing. Look at all this clout I got. But on the flip side, she's also trying to highlight how horrible this is and how stupid this guy is. And it kind of reminded me of why we're doing what we do and why we haven't blown up, which I'm happy with, because we like to come here, criticize things that we think aren't going well, offer up other solutions, try not to pick a physical fight with Drew McIntyre.
Fail.
And just enjoy it. You know what I mean? Talk about what we do like. Talk about what we don't like in a positive way most of the time. But we don't go on these big, loud, round, raging, screaming fights with nobody trying to get this weird clout. I don't know, Bishop, you saw it too. Do you think this dude even was meaning what he said, or what was your thought on it? Because I wasn't sure if he's just outright trying to get traction off of it.
You know, it definitely people like that, they operate in an echo chamber, right? So they're going to say the things they say around the people they say them around. And you know, and I'll say it on here because I'm not afraid of having conversations. You know, he was baiting Kayla Braxton by calling her a rape baby, and knowing Kayla Braxton's story and how she had to like battle adversity, like going for these weaknesses is just, it's garbage, man. Like, you know, I made the comment that he just has a lack of awareness. And what I mean by that is when you operate in your echo chamber and you say things that, you know, you probably shouldn't because they aren't nice. Whether it's rape baby, racially insensitive slurs, or ethnically insensitive, whatever, like making those jokes or things that aren't jokes and thinking that they're jokes, like you lack a social awareness on how what makes you laugh makes other people cry. Yes. And wanting to do that for whatever it is, if somebody was like, hey, if you make this joke online, I'll pay you $1 million, I would battle over making that joke for $1 million. You know what I mean? Because like I have morals and ethics. But this guy did it for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He did it for free. He ain't making money off of it. Even if the episode he does get monetized, I don't even fucking know who he is, but let's say the episode is monetized, he makes fucking $600 from it. Was it worth it? That's how you feel? Like, it's just that, that's what I mean by lack of awareness to like there's shit bigger out here than words and situations. And that's how you want to operate. And it's so hard to come on here to talk this way. And people want to call you white knights and all this bullshit. I ain't here to save her. She's a grown girl. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. I see people acting that way. I got to say, you're a fucking idiot. There's no point in doing it except for this right now. We're talking about it. Now everyone else is talking about it. Now Kayla talked about it. Okay. What's next? In 2 days, people are going to gloss over it the way they gloss over everything, and you're not going to be famous anymore. People are just going to know Kayla got called this. By who? I don't know.
Some piece of shit.
Some asshole.
Yeah, yeah, some jerk off. Yeah, it's just, it sucks. It sucks that people choose to start the conversation that way. It's not like Kayla went to his house, kicked him in the dick, and was like, hey, this rape baby came over and kicked me in the dick. Even then, it's still crossing the line. But what the fuck did she ever do to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a subset of people that they think humor never got past that cringy point in the mid-2000s where people would say stuff like that. That, like, midpoint of internet humor and, like when you'd see people like Anthony Jeselnik have huge specials, but people weren't getting anything beyond, they're laughing at the wrong parts of the bit.
Yes.
They're laughing at, oh, he said the outlandish thing, not what else is going on. So to them, the joke is like saying something outlandish and terrible, or, you know, trolling somebody. And it's not, you're just an asshole.
It's the Dave Chappelle thing. It's why Dave Chappelle left in the middle of recording his third season. Mm-hmm. Was because he started realizing people were not laughing at the joke. They were laughing at the offense. Word. Yeah. So instead of what he's trying to do is artistically and funnily to be able to bring levity to a bad situation to kind of maybe you'll change someone's mind. Maybe you won't, but maybe you'll at least let them see a different side of it. Trying to project a satire on the ridiculous nature that is racism because it comes from such a fucking silly concept. Like, I mean, racism is awful, but at the core of it, it's just stupid, right? Yeah. It just comes from nothing. So to be able to point a satirical spotlight on it and say, look how stupid racism is, right? And then have people laughing at the part being like, look how funny racism can be. You're like, yeah. No. That was not what I was saying. And like, but that's what I heard. And it's that same kind of thing where these kind of idiots go, oh, if I say this outrageous thing, like, what do you gain? Like you said, I don't know what you gain from it. Even the idea of like saying like, shouldn't say it because it's not nice. Yeah. I also think it's even deeper than that of like, why is that thought even crossing your mind? Right. Like, and of all things to call somebody, like, I mean, she even pointed out on her story today, like it's the least amount of control anybody has of anything in their life is how they're conceived.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even as you get older, you can do stuff to your body and your looks and your gender, and you can skin bleach and all that stuff if you really don't want to have a certain skin tone, and you can tan if you want to have a darker skin tone. But looking the thing you, you'll Sammy, yeah, right at you, Sammy.
The skin feels like,
yeah, right. But at the end of the day, the one thing that you'll never have any impact on whatsoever, no matter what you do, what you say, how you live, is how you're conceived. Oh. So the idea that you would hold that over somebody in some way, like you're superior in some way, the very act of you even thinking those words makes you inferior intelligently than anything else. But like you said, I don't know what the person stands to gain outside of infamy. And
attention's attention.
Yeah. What's even more gross about something like that? You know what? And I didn't go past what I saw, so I don't even know if he said this, but people who say stuff like this, you know what they sit behind? Was I wrong? Is it not true? Right. Like saying the truth out loud when it's that gross. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It just doesn't. You know, there's, and I'll backtrack a little bit on what I said before, but because like there's cultures, right? There's subcultures of our own communities where, like, you know, if we're boys and we're joking around, like I was in a basketball locker room in high school where everyone said everything, right? And me included. And there was no offense. There was so much love and camaraderie and all this stuff, right? And then you grow and you learn that, hey, you know, probably wasn't the smartest thing. But my point is, like, that quiet part that was inside that locker room doesn't go outside. And there was a moment in this comedy section, like Klump was talking about, where these comedians were making the quiet jokes out loud. And now everyone has taken these quiet jokes and they say them out loud. And without the context of the situation in which most of these things are manifested, like they're all inappropriate. They're all not necessary. They're all not needed. Yeah, I mean, when you go back to like all the Greg Giraldo roast and stuff, right? Like most of what all of that is in context is that they're friends.
Yes.
And it comes from love and care. So you can say the most vile shit to these people because they know you love them. And that's the part that misses with social media. Even if you are a fan, every single celebrity, wrestler, whoever it is that talks about a negative comment on Twitter, what's the first thing they say? When I respond, they go, oh, I was just fucking around. I'm a fan. They don't know you love them because you don't know them. You don't know these people. You can't say those things. So don't fucking say those things.
Well, and I don't know if it's they're a fan. Because the other thing that, like, it's attention. And it's also, it's a man exercising a perception of power over a woman. Because you know who he didn't say this to? It's Titus O'Neil. And I can't think of anyone who has a more tragic entry into this world than Titus O'Neil. And nobody's saying anything to his 6'7" giant. Yeah, exactly. Like if you're gonna, but it's, he's picking a victim, an easy target, someone you know, he knows to get maximum like upset from. And that's bullshit.
God, could you imagine Titus in the comments go, say that to me?
Yeah.
Just come in the comments and go say that to me. That guy's asshole is going to tighten up so quick. He'll probably throw up. Because what are we talking about? You are absolutely right. The manpower over the woman, that she's 5 foot nothing. And all she does is try to project herself in positivity, and people just fucking tear that shit down, man. That's gross.
And the more you follow her too, the more you know that she battles with so much of her identity, and she battles with mental health. And like you said, but what she keeps doing is projecting positivity. She puts out a sarcastic front to make other people laugh, to make herself laugh. She's into the things that she's into so she can share that with others, right? And try to be open to people in a sense where she wants to be a positive light in a time when it's hard to be. I mean, it's kind of like Matt Cardona said, that he's purposefully positive all the time because it's very difficult for him, because he wakes up every day and he doesn't feel like doing it, because he does battle with like depression and those things that, like, if he doesn't make the conscious effort to be positive and make the decision, it's an effort for him. It doesn't come naturally. There's some people where it comes supernatural. They just are always thinking positively. It's those that don't, that put out the most, you know what I mean? Like the Kayla's and Matt's, I don't think that they wake up every day going, it's going to be easy to be happy about this one. You know what I mean? They go, okay, how can I be positive here and at least make everything else around me better? Right. And that's exactly the point that I felt too, Clump. The way he was doing it felt like a man trying to belittle a woman. This also felt like, as much as I mean, it's stupid in a lot of ways, but the way people talk about the dick energy, as it were, it was like, it felt like someone who'd been rejected, right? You would never say that if she was in the bar next to you and smiled at you, you wouldn't say that.
It does, right? Have mad incel energy like that. Yeah, like,
exactly.
I'm going to say this horrible thing because the world has not handed me supermodels on a pedestal.
Yeah. And you could never have someone like that because you don't know how to treat someone like that, because your reaction to being rejected is to say something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you've already established why you will never get someone like a Kayla.
Mm-hmm. It's all bravado. It's all machismo, mm-hmm. right? Like, they're all trying to act and brag and posture a certain way because they think that's what alphas do and say. Because look, there's guys, you know, laughing at me. And this fuckhead, I watched this shit long enough to go, oh, okay, you put all your alphas on the wall behind you. He's got giant posters of UFC fighters. Meanwhile, he's the size of this fucking ginger ale bottle. Like you said, he ain't saying it to Titus. He'll get fucking slapped down. No, hell no, he ain't too sweet. He looked like a Canada Dry ginger ale ass motherfucker. Like, you know, it's just...
That's an insult I'm taking forward from now on. I'm going to throw up people.
You got it. All yours. All yours.
Yeah. Canada Dry looking ass motherfucker.
I know you said it earlier.
Yeah.
Cheers, Justin. I know he's in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers to Justin time coming through.
Fuck these people, man.
And to me, what it did was because look, realistically, we are in the wrestling fan podcast space. And we have been for years. 4 years or so. I've seen so many podcasts come and go. I've been reached out to by so many podcasts. Hey, we're doing a thing. Can you help me with this? Hey, can you help me with that? And I always give everybody that I can, everything that I can, whether I cut them a crazy deal on giving them something cheap, whether I've done things for free, or whether I've given them a price or sent them to somebody else who can help them more, something out of my wheelhouse, right? Because we're our own bubble, realistically. Conrad does a very established style. You need the star, you need the co-host, right? Without a wrestling star, someone in the business, whether they were in front of the screen or behind the screen, and almost all of them were in front of the screen at one point, you're not going to just get your notoriety. So you got to find it a different way, right? And what we did is we decided we were just going to be a safe space to talk about whatever people want to talk about and not just tear people down in a way for their opinions. But this isn't an opinion. This is just an idiot, right? And so what I think he does is he shines a bright light on why people should not be giving wrestling fandom podcasts a chance, because how they're trying to establish their own notoriety is being loud and offensive. That JD idiot came across my feed today too, or not today, but the other day. I didn't even listen to it. I just saw someone say, what the fuck is this guy's problem? And I saw the face and went, oh, I know what his problem is. He's a fucking idiot and he makes us all look bad. Right. Mm-hmm. He's the reason why if I go to a meet and greet and ask a wrestler to maybe give a little shout out to my podcast, I don't know about that, man. You know what I mean? They just don't know because they don't know if you're a piece of shit, because the bottom line is there's a lot of pieces of shit who do this. And like you said, we just want to come from a place of love to begin with. We wouldn't be sitting here to have a drink with good friends to talk about good shows that we like, we wouldn't have cut out things. We've cut out watching shows that we didn't feel positive about because we didn't want to just bring a bunch of shit talk to a show. We don't mind critiquing. We don't mind like tearing something down if it's really not working for us. But we also don't just
yeah, but you still do Wednesdays, man.
What?
You still do Wednesdays, man.
I do Wednesdays. I let someone else do Thursday now. Oh. There's a reason I don't pop on Thursdays. You know what I mean? I don't got a lot of nice things to say about it, but other people do. And let them have the conversation because I'm not bringing anything to it. So, yeah. Pieces of shit like that give wrestling podcasts a bad name. So I don't. I just wanted to tell Kayla we love her because that's fucking bullshit. She had to deal with that. And she's, I'm trying to think if there's anybody even close to her as far as backstage interviews go. She's in a world of, like a league of her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really honed in on it. Yeah, cheers to Kayla.
Yeah. Cheers, Kayla. I like, too, they put her in the video games and you can wrestle as her. Like, how fucking good are you at an interviewer that that's they're putting you in there, you know?
Producer Lady here. Thanks for tuning in. Continue to support and buy us a drink by putting the I in subscribe and reviewing our podcast. And cheers to Fans First Sports Network for keeping the dive bar lights on.
I would never have a drink with wrestling on the rocks.
Producer Lady here. Thanks for tuning in. Continue to support and buy us a drink by putting the I in subscribe and reviewing our podcast. And cheers to Fans First Sports Network for keeping the dive bar lights on.
I would never have a drink with